Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Christine Watkins. We're going to be talking about the recent state legislature special session. Christine, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's open up, and we were talking about it beforehand, but can you just give a general overview of what the purpose of a special session typically is?
Well, most of the time, not all, because we had a pandemic where we had to really change some things, but because we hadn't had one of those for over 100 years. But in the case of this one, we passed some bills during the session that we thought we had everything correct in them. And we had some things come up after the session that affected people, and we need to change it now. In order for things to be right and good for the state and the people that are in it. So, when there's a special session, always people come forward and say, hey, I'd like to change my bill while we're there. And so just so they know, we started the session at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's a lot of sauntering, which means we just kind of walk around waiting for the Senate to do stuff and vice versa. And ended at 7. So it took about 3 hours.
So there were about 7 bills and resolutions that got passed through the course of this session. So we'll just kind of run through those in order. And the first one was HB 3001, which was amendments to the statewide online education program.
Yes, yes. And what that was about is we have some foreign students who come to Utah, and they take regular classes in high schools. They also do online. And by our state law that we changed with this, the students had to be with their own parents in order to graduate. Well, they're foreign students. They're here. Their parents are in a different country. So what we had to do was change it so that the custodial parent could take that place, and these students could take their courses. They could graduate. They could graduate, and also the online education program could be paid for what they've done for these students.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately really beneficial for the education in the state. It's a good thing that we're kind of working forward with that program.
Yes, yeah, and it was just a little glitch, but big enough that if we didn't do that now, these students would not be able to get their graduation certificates.
And then the next bill that you guys covered in this session was HB 3002, which is the public lands funding amendments. And if I remember correctly, you actually sit on this board.
Yeah, I sit on the Natural Resources Committee. So, and I always have. All my years in the legislature, I've always been on the Natural Resources Standing Committee. Sometimes I've even been on the Appropriations. But so I've been there all the way since we've started a lot of the accounts, a lot of the agencies or departments for doing all of this. So what it would modify the provisions regarding the public lands litigation restricted account. And so we renamed it. It's now going to be the federal overreach restricted account. And then it consolidated the federalism related funds from 4 separate accounts into that restricted account, because over the years we've created all these little accounts and we needed to put them all together, and it just makes life easier for everyone that's working with them. And then we authorized the funds in the restricted account to be used for educating the public in matters relating to federalism or state sovereignty. And I even asked the question in the committee about this. So what are we going to be doing about educating people? And they said they'll actually hire a private entity and to get the information out so that people understand kind of the fight that's going on, the federal overreach, and they understand where we're going and what we're doing with that.
I think that's great that you're kind of opening that door to the public to see what really is going on these things. And I love the transparency that really promotes with the government.
Right. And that's we're all about transparency. Some people don't think so, but we really want things available for people to be able to see. And anyone who gets money from that restricted account has to report to the Executive Appropriations Committee. And that's the top money committee. So it's not like we can just hand out money and they can do what they want. They have to come back and report.
Yeah, that's just a great change for this bill. So I really enjoy that one.
Yes.
And then the next one that doesn't really affect our Castle Valley area very much, is HB 3003, which is the school district amendments.
Yeah, you know, since we're not dealing with growth, it's not a problem we have down here, or at least right now. I had to really do some checking into this one, because I had people emailing me saying, don't vote for it, and other people saying, yes, we need you to vote for it. So I had to listen to the legislators as they explained this. And we actually had, it's involving the Alpine School District. It's huge. I mean, that's an understatement to say that it's huge. And we've had people trying to break off and create new districts. And the funny thing is, the way the school district wanted to go about it, there would be people in the school district being able to vote for a change, but other people would not, because they were on the, say, the west side of the district. And the people on the west side of the district said, whoa, no, we want to be have a say in this. And because the school district was also saying, let's just split it into two districts. Well, we're talking about some of the fastest growing areas in the state. And as someone, one of the legislators explained to me, let's just rip the bandage off this wound. We want to be proactive, and we want to create three school districts. And they actually have it figured out, and it's really interesting. So I did support this one.
Yeah, so lots of work really goes into researching these bills in pretty much a very short time that you know what's actually going to be on the table.
Absolutely.
And then the next bill that you guys covered was HB 3004, which is energy security adjustments.
Yeah, and this one, it created a decommissioned asset disposition authority. Now that's a mouthful. And that it's authorized to submit comprehensive air permit application to the Utah Division of Air Quality, which is DAQ, on behalf of a project entity. And it also created a timeline for when they had to review it. And this is all centered around our coal powered power plant in Delta. And so this was all relating to this. And it also, one of the fun things is it, because Representative Albrecht, who used to represent Emory County, was a sponsor of this. It repealed a bill that he did a couple of years ago, because they found out it just really didn't need to be there. So this was interesting. It's about energy, mainly over there, but it can also apply to other areas.
And then the next, or the final House bill that got talked about was HB 3005, the sunset and repeal date code corrections.
Well, yeah. And so what we did is we passed Senate Bill 276 during the session, and it was a sunset and repeal date code corrections. And it made technical changes to create a standardized format for drafting sunset and repeal date provisions. And we do that all the time. We have a bill, and we say we're going to have a sunset in 5 years or 10 years. And then we look at it again, and then we decide whether we want to really have it sunset or not. And so this just changed how some of these standardization dates would be modified and made relevant to the code that they're with. So really and truly just a technical cleanup bill.
And then the two kind of major ones that you're gonna see a lot of people still talking about, HCR 301 and HJR 301, both which kind of cover state sovereignty. And then I feel like you'll be able to explain what these are.
Well, I've been there since we started all of this, and of course the big one is I'm going to call it our bathroom bill. And saying that you go to the bathroom with the gender that you were born with and stuff. And we've had the federal government come out and have directives that are really against what we chose to do as a state. And so what we said was the federal directive that's coming down, if it violates the principles of our state sovereignty, that we have the power and the right, because it's reserved to us as a state under the 10th Amendment, to say no. That we're going to choose what we want for our people in the state of Utah. And we feel like we're better suited to know what we need for health, safety, and welfare for our constituents. So what we're saying is, federal government, if you don't, we're going to push back. We're not going to do that. And if you don't like it, you can sue us.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, looking at pretty much a lot of executive orders getting signed and kind of pushing out some of the processes that are required, and states have to hurry and try and react as fast as they can. So this kind of draws that line in the sand.
Yes, and especially since our law was passed before the president decided he wanted to do this, we're just saying, no, we have the right as a state to do this, and we're not gonna take it anymore.
Well, Christine, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, no, we're just moving along. We've had we're doing our interim meetings, of which we don't do in July. We kind of take a break for July, but so a lot of bills from last time that didn't get passed, we're talking about, not all of them, just some of them, and some new ones. And so we're busy. We're getting ready for the 2025 session, and we work really hard to try and get it right.
Well, Christine, thank you so much again for all you're doing for our area. We really appreciate it. And thank you again for coming to sit down. Again, that was Christine Watkins. We were talking the Utah State Legislature's recent special session. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.